Happy Monday. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia of News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. The NBA season is still on hiatus as the world fights off the COVID-19 virus, which means there's no Spurs games. There's not going to be some Spurs games for quite some time. And this allows you, me, our guest, to really think about, you know, the future of the NBA, the Spurs, you know, what happens if the NBA does resume play sooner than later. You know, there's so much going on right now. And one thing that I thought about is, what if the NBA were to say, you know what, NBA fans, we're back starting next week. The NBA is back in action, but only the top 8 teams from each conference are allowed to continue their season in the postseason, that is, which means your Spurs could not even have a chance to fight for a final playoff spot. We're going to be talking about that, as well as how long is the wait. No, not wait until the NBA resumes, but when will the Spurs be back at the top of the mountain as reigning champs or at least a perennial title contending team? To do that and more, I'm joined by Joe Garcia. And by the way, everybody listening in, this past weekend was Joe's birthday. Happy birthday, Joe.
Oh, thank you. You know, I had a good birthday weekend. Let's just put it like that. And we have a new addition to our family. My sister-in-law just gave birth last week, and we want to welcome little baby Athena to the family. So we're all excited about that.
Make sure that Athena subscribes to Two Shots Podcast, Joe, as well as Locked On Spurs, okay?
Yes, sir. I'll get her started early.
What better way to welcome her to the world than her listening to Joe's podcast, which you can listen to, which is called the Two Shots Podcast, as well as Locked On Spurs. So she'll be saying, oh my gosh, because I can't escape Uncle Joe. He's everywhere.
Yeah, the only thing is with all this COVID stuff, 19 thing going around, we can't even see her until, you know, all this stuff subsides, you know. So when we're able to see the baby, finally, everybody's going to be fighting over trying to carry her and touch her and stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, see, better be safe than sorry, especially for a newborn. So again, happy birthday, Joe, and congratulations to your family with the new addition. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump into this, Joe. Look, if the NBA were to say we're back, but sorry, Spurs, you're not allowed to come back and finish out your 19 games, because we're just going right into the postseason. Short answer, Joe, maybe a quick thought. You like that idea? Do you think it's fair for the Spurs to get that kind of shake if the NBA were to go that route?
Well, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's kind of what everybody was expecting, you know, if the season does resume. If they decide to go ahead and continue playing out the season, realistically, it's going to take place right when the playoffs were going to start anyway. So they're more than likely what will happen if they go that route, they're going to take the top 8 teams from the West, top 8 teams from the East. Unfortunately, that means that the Spurs won't make the playoffs. But realistically, even if the season would have played out, they probably wouldn't have made the playoffs anyway. So, yeah, I can understand why some fans would, you know, be a little bit upset that, hey, the Spurs didn't get a chance to really show what they, you know, they could have made a, I don't know, maybe a miraculous run with a streak, you know, near the end where it could have made it interesting. But realistically, Jeff, we both knew that the math really wasn't in their favor. The numbers weren't in their favor at period. So, I mean, it is what it is on that end. I would just be happy that we would see any return of professional sports back on TV. Howbeit, it's going to probably be without the fans in attendance, but given the state of things right now, I think everybody would be happy just to see NBA basketball, you know?
Yeah, I get that. And I understand sports, especially the NBA, is better than nothing, even if the fans are not allowed to go to the games or simply have to just watch it from home. As far as the Spurs, if the NBA were to go that route, just saying, hey, top 8 teams in the West, whichever ones they were before the hiatus, you guys are in. Postseason starts in a week. And I think that would be unfair for the Spurs and the Spurs fans. Look, the Spurs fans only have one team to cheer for, especially if they're in San Antonio. And you deprive them of 19 games to finish out the regular season. And even if the NBA says, fine, you know, Spurs, you're not going to have your 19. Here's 10 of them. And good luck in your chase for 8 seed. And I think the Spurs fans and the Spurs deserve that shot. You have history on the line. You have breaking the NBA record of 23 straight consecutive postseason appearances. Pop as well. You know, he has a personal record as an NBA coach the most consecutive postseason appearances in his tenure. And I think you deprive the Spurs themselves, a team that's competitive. You know, say what you will about the roster, and they're only winning, what, a little over 20 games before the break. This team is still competitive. Rudy Gay wanted and said out loud to The Athletic that he felt that this team was set to go on a winning streak and was going to be there at the end of the day in the postseason. I think the team deserves that shot. Despite what the record says, despite what many Spurs fans feel was just a busted season, Joe, I still think it should be fair for everybody, even if you're out of the playoffs, to give it a chance. Show what you got. If you're in, you're in. If you make it, you make it. You don't, well, that's on you. Joe, your thoughts?
No, man, it's just, you know, given the state of things, it's just different. It's a different world we're in right now, you know, with this COVID-19 running amok, not just here in the United States. It's a worldwide pandemic. This is something that none of us have experienced in most of our lifetimes, you know? So it's just a different vibe out there. We have to contend with that, you know, as far as keeping our family safe. But more importantly, the world of sports has come to a halt right now in lieu of the COVID-19 epidemic, you know, that's running amok everywhere. So it changes the complexion of things, you know. While yes, there is something to be said and, you know, hey, maybe let the season play out and just resume it, you know, and see what happens. But the time's just not on their side right now as far as the NBA goes. And if they were to resume, this just makes, to me, this is the fair thing to do if they're going to resume. To me, I kind of, my gut tells me, even though I'd like to see the return of NBA basketball, Jeff, my gut really tells me that they might just pull the plug on the rest of the season and just say, it's done. You know, we're just going to have to wait it out and see what happens come, you know, September, October next season. And hopefully they can resume play again. You know, that's kind of what my gut tells me. Although I'm not the commissioner, I'm not Adam Silver. So I don't know what options are on the table for these guys, but it's going to be one of these tough decisions. You know, hey, we don't get paid that big salary that he does to make these tough decisions that not only affect the athlete, but the families of those athletes as well. And not only that, but the staff, the guys running the camera, the people running the audio. I mean, all these people are put at risk when you're, even though you're not playing in front of a fan base, you're playing in front of players, and the NBA players come from all over the world. So it's just tough, Jeff. You know, it's, you want to take a stance on either way saying, hey, it should be played out this way, it should be played out that way. But I don't think none of us have had to deal with this pandemic before, you know, so it just changes things.
It definitely changes things. And, you know, even if the NBA were to resume without fans and cut short the Spurs' shot at making a shot at that 8th seed, it is what it is. Fans going to have to understand that it will be a new normal, at least for the short period and the intermediate period as well. I just want to see the Spurs get a fair shake. That's it. The Spurs technically were mathematically in it. The Spurs still had a shot. You look at the loss column. The loss column, they weren't really separated that much from the other teams that were above them. You know, your Portland, your Pelicans, the Kings, et cetera, et cetera. Give them that shot. Do what LeBron James and Richard Jefferson suggested, have an 8-seed tournament. I just think to lop off the season, to not allow the Spurs to have a fair shot, just a little bit unfair. And I think it'll sting the Spurs fan base, depriving them of seeing at least a team make an attempt at getting the 8th seed. And there's that. But then, of course, there is a segment of Spurs fans that just wanted to see the season end completely, considering the way they were playing, Joe, weren't there?
Yeah. You know, and, you know, speaking of fairness, hey, I'd like to go down to my gas station or my neighborhood, you know, pharmacy or Walmart or whatever, you know, grocer, my local grocer, and pick up a pack of toilet paper. But it's just not fair that it's not on the shelf for everybody, you know? So
right.
It is what it is, you know? Hey, that's the state of things. That's where we're at right now. But, you know, I don't know, Jeff, just to me, my gut really tells me, and I don't think fans would be really upset if they just pull the plug on the rest of the season and just say, hey, everybody stay safe with your families and let's just wait this thing out and see what happens, you know?
So from what I understand, Joe, is you'll be fine if the season just ends completely.
I would be fine either way, because I can see both stances, from the stance of the NBA wanting to make money, they're going to want to go ahead and finish out the season, but they have to put the safety and health of the player first. And if they do that, it's best just to go ahead and pull the plug on the rest of the season, because let's face it, at the end of the day, it's not worth people losing their lives over sports, is what I'm saying. So I would be fine either way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, you know, we're playing under the assumption that they will come back. And if they want to continue the season, then, you know, I'm of the opinion, fine. No fans, great. Fans only get to watch it on TV, fine. Maybe you just fill the upper bowl and that's it with fans, and, you know, every other seat is empty, fine. Just whatever you do, give the Spurs a fair shake at least trying to go for the eighth seed and trying to get NBA history. Because if they end it right now, then, I mean, technically you can put an asterisk around it. Say, well, the Spurs 2019-20 season, yeah, they didn't make the postseason. But there is a reason why. Here's an asterisk. Can we still have that shot at history? Can we still have a shot at trying to upset the top seed in the West in the first round? So, all in all, it's all about fairness for me, Joe. I love the Spurs to get their fair shake. When we get back, Joe and I are going to continue our chat about your San Antonio Spurs and think even further down the road. What is it going to take for the Spurs to get back on top of that mountain? We're back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia. He is the host of Two Shots Podcast, and he's also a year older. Again, Joe, happy birthday.
No, thank you. It's I'm a year older and a year wiser.
You're old and wise, Joe. All right. Let's talk about the Spurs long, long, long term. If you look at the roster right now, there is no franchise player. And the Spurs, they're on the downward. They're not on the upward like they were during their golden days. Joe, how long do you realistically think it'll take for the Spurs to be back at top of the mountain?
Not realistically. A realistic timetable would be anywhere from 3 to 4 seasons from now.
Hmm.
You know, and I'm saying that because you have to wait for contracts to roll off. And one, Patty Mills, what are they going to do with LaMarcus? What are they going to do with DeMar? You know, are they going to wind up throwing a contract extension at Jakob Poeltl? And not only that, but you're going to have to also look at the development of both, you know, Lonnie Walker, you know, Keldon Johnson's already coming, you know, and showing that he might be able to be productive in playing next season, you know, and getting some minutes out there in the rotation. Then you have to look at Quindary Weatherspoon, Lucas Samanich, you know, you need to have those guys develop a little bit more, come back, you know, and then contribute at a high level with some of your veteran players who are young right now, which will be Jonte Murray, Derek White, you know? So that'll be interesting to see. You know, the Spurs are going to be young. They're going to be fast and they're going to be athletic. Everything that every single Spurs fan has been clamoring for. So that's going to be interesting when that time does come. You know, let's see what this team can really do, because let's face it, this is going to be a brand new look team with new stars on there. You know, we're not going to have, you know, probably a LaMarcus Aldridge or a DeMar DeRozan mm-hmm. out there anymore. So who knows? We don't even know. By that time, we might have a new head coach as well. So that's going to be very, very interesting to me, you know?
Yeah. And I'm actually a little bit surprised that you gave the Spurs 3 to 4 seasons. Why? Because I'm saying it's going to take longer than that. I think the only way they can do that is they're going to have to get a franchise player. And right now there is no franchise player currently on this roster. You mentioned a few names like Keldon Johnson, Lonnie Walker, good players so far. I'm crossing my fingers they turn into a franchise guy, but the Spurs don't have that franchise guy. And how they got it was, well, they got the number one pick in the NBA draft in 97. And we all know who that turned into, Tim Duncan. And of course they got lucky. Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Bruce Bowen came aboard, you know, exactly filled a need. You had a guy like Popovich who was in his prime, and you mentioned it, he's on his way out. How many more seasons does he have? We do not know. I mean, it's not even a guarantee that Becky Hammon will be a Spurs coach moving forward. She could get enticed by a really good contract offer from another team, and she can bolt, just like Mike Budenholzer did, just like Ettore Messina did, just like Ime Udoka did. You're seeing a lot of the fallout right now, not only player-wise, coaches-wise. You know, James Borrego, he leaves to Charlotte. Mitchell Messina. He goes back overseas. You have a rookie assistant coaches with Will Harding, and who knows what's going to happen with Tim Duncan as far as his coaching tenure is concerned. This team is in flux, and I think it'd be longer than that, Joe. They need to go out and get a franchise guy, whether that be training for one, tanking. I'm talking some serious tanking on a draft pool that is stocked with talent, or going the route the way the Thunder did, having us the clearance sale and just stock up on picks and collectively get a good team on that court. So, Joe, I'm actually thinking it may take 5 seasons or maybe a bit longer. Am I being too pessimistic here, Joe?
I think you are, because you're forgetting that some of these contracts, as I just mentioned, are going to be rolling off. You know, and that's really been one of the stipulations that, I guess, hurt the Spurs at times as far as going after a big name free agent. You know, and there's the other flip side to that is, you have players that say, you know, while they like San Antonio, you know, as far as Coach Pop, they're really not sold, I guess, on the system and the plethora of talent that's here currently. It's not a big draw for some of these big name free agents, because let's face it, nowadays, these agents, free agents, are going to want to come and play on teams that have a good young core. Our good young core is getting there, you know, and we're getting attractive as far as watching them develop out there. But the better they get and the better that the team plays as a whole unit, it can send a message out there to the rest of the league and say, hey, maybe if we did get a big name free agent, this first team all of a sudden might just be a team that we're going to say, hey, they could be a favorite to come out of the West, you know? So it just takes that one bona fide star, you know, that can really change the complexion of the dynamic of the team. So I'm thinking that, you know, after these contracts fall off and then we kind of know who the next Spurs coach is going to be, and we can get a season or two with that new coach, you know, running this new look Spurs team and this new system. Maybe that might send a message to some of these big name free agents, and San Antonio might be an attractive destination once again, and possibly even, you know, be on the fast track to being out there, being one of the better teams in the West, and be in the talks of one of these teams that, hey, maybe they can win it all this year as far as coming out of the West. Or they might be in the Western Conference. So I'm excited to see that happening, but I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think it's going to be later than sooner. I just need to see exactly what Keldon Johnson can do as his NBA tenure proceeds. You know, his rookie season got cut short. You know, so did Weatherspoon. So did Samanich. You know, Lonnie Walker was finally getting going and getting reliable minutes and, you know, showing a little bit more each day, and then that got cut short. I think that is going to hurt the Spurs moving forward. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, the contracts come off the books. That's going to open up money. But San Antonio has always been that destination that top flight NBA free agents don't pick. They use San Antonio as leverage. They love to do that. But I never seen them really say, I want to go to San Antonio. Kevin Durant's, your Kyrie Irving's, you know, those upper crust guys. I just don't see it. Now, everything could change. You know, maybe the Spurs have developed their young players into a bona fide team and they're good. They're just missing that one key guy, that one solid, strong franchise player that could be attractive. So I think it's just going to be take a little longer than what Spurs fans are probably hoping it be for this team to rise back to the top of the West, let alone the NBA overall, because these teams are young, Joe. Look at Dallas. Look at the Pelicans. Look at Sacramento. Look at the Raptors, the Bucks. Very young teams, and they're only going to get better. So I think it's going to take a lot longer than Spurs fans are hoping that it would be. But hate to end this segment on a negative note, but we do got it. We're up against the clock. So when we get back, Joe and I are going to continue our chat about your San Antonio Spurs. We're back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia. He is the host of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, tell everybody how they can listen to Two Shots.
Well, they can listen to the new episodes that we have coming out shortly here of Two Shots by just going to our website. It's twoshotspodcast.com, TWOSHOTS 2shotspodcast.com. They can look at our newest and latest episodes of the Two Shots Podcast, and also look at our backlog of videos that we have, you know, from our YouTube channel. So everything's available right there on our webpage. So if you want to learn how to follow us on social media and our social media handles, just go to our website and it'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, Joe's Two Shot Podcast is a really good listen. I listen to it, and you should as well. By the way, Joe, before I let you go, you know, can we give a round of applause to former Spur George Hill? He doesn't wear silver and black anymore, but he recently gave healthcare workers in San Antonio free meals for their efforts in fighting the COVID-19 virus, as well as just taking care of San Antonio in general. So once a Spur, always a Spur, huh, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I was like with Georgie, like Popovich calls him, George Hill. He was always one of these types of players who was a stereotypical, you know, type of a Spurs player who was always thinking about the community, always lending a hand out there. And it looks like that has stayed with him, you know, not, even though he's no longer with the team. So, you know, round of applause for George Hill. He's done a great job out there helping out everybody here in San Antonio.
Yeah, he still lives in San Antonio. He does a lot of meet and greets with fans, even though he is a Milwaukee Buck. Even he was with the Cavaliers, the Pacers, he still made San Antonio his home. And he even keeps tab on the Spurs. When Murray got hurt last season, it was out. He put out a good message for Murray saying he wishes he comes back. So he may not wear silver and black, but he's definitely keeping the Spurs close to his heart. And even when Kobe Bryant passed away, he put up a bunch of pictures of him in his Spurs uniform, having to play against Kobe. So, yeah, the part of me thinks that he still wishes he was a Spur, and maybe, just one day he'll be back. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Go to the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio. You need to know about your Spurs, even though there is no Spurs action. There is plenty of Spurs news out there for you to enjoy. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked on Spurs.